and 4% had no opinion. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Meghan Markle's father, Thomas Markle, spoke out today for the first time since his daughter's wedding last month. Markle joined Good Morning Britain to talk about his heart attack and ultimately what happened.
I talked to Harry and Meghan, and at that time I started getting heart palpitations, and at that time I started getting chest pains, and I said I have to cancel.
He also talked about what it was like to see his daughter walk down the aisle.
She was beautiful. It was incredible watching her. I cried a little bit about it, but she was so beautiful walking down that aisle and so proud and so gorgeous. I was very proud. I couldn't have seen a better moment in my life.
Thomas Markle then shares a phone call he had with his daughter and Prince Harry.
Meghan told me first, then a few times after that, Harry got on the phone with Meghan. They called me together. And Harry asked for her hand over the phone, and I said, you're a gentleman. Promise me you'll never raise your hand against my daughter, and of course I give you my permission.
Apple is working on a way for emergency officials to know where you are when you call 911. Apple is hoping its next operating system will be more reliable regarding your location when you make a call to one of 6,300 emergency response centers in the U.S. And finally, it was back on this date in 1812 when the War of 1812 begins. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Good afternoon. The weather today, this afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 94. Heat index values as high as 102. Southwest wind around 10 miles per hour. It is very hot tonight. A chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain, mostly cloudy with a low around 72. Southwest wind around 6 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 30%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. Mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 86. North wind around 11 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 60. North wind 3 to 6 miles per hour. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 82. A light and variable wind becoming west around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Welcome to Mental Health Matters. This is NAMI's Hour. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. There is a chapter in every county in New Jersey and every state in the Union and overseas. NAMI Hunterdon has a monthly support group for people whose loved ones are suffering from mental illness, and it also has a 12-week family-to-family course for family members, and it sponsors many things. Today, we are very happy to have Patricia Gallagher with us, who drove all the way in from Pennsylvania, and it was quite a drive. Patricia calls herself the Flower Lady, or is it the Happy Flower Lady?
I think it's the Flower Lady.
The Flower Lady. She is also the designer of the Team of Angels pins and is focused on helping people with health problems, people in despair, or those seeking good fortune, encouragement, or other positive changes in their lives. She's received thousands of letters from around the world. Her story's been featured twice in Family Circle magazine, Women's World. She's been a guest on many television shows, including Good Morning America, Oprah, Family Feud, Sally Jesse Raphael, CNBC, Q, QVC, the 700 Club. I could go on and on. She has a BA in education from Villanova and an MBA in financial management. And she's also the author of 14 books, and some of which I have right in front of me. This is the one we're going to talk about a lot today, the Happy Flower Day Project. She also has books called The Gift of Believing in Yourself, The Gift of Changing Yourself, and one on daycare. So, Patricia, you have many stories to tell. Let's talk about how and when you get started in this outreach.
Well, first of all, Tracy, thank you for that introduction, but all that seems like so long ago, like a lifetime ago. But I got started.
Yes, pull that up toward you a little bit. Thank you. We're just going to adjust the microphone
okay.
a little bit.
Is this okay?
Yeah, a little closer. Okay. See how fine it is? A little bit closer?
I got started in the Happy Flower Day Project quite by accident. About 5.5 years ago, my daughter was working for ActionAids, and they had a fundraiser. And when the fundraiser was over, my daughter passed out these beautiful bouquets of flowers. And I said, Kristen, where did you get them? And she said, Trader Joe's and other supermarkets will give their flowers, their day-old flowers, to nonprofits. And she said, that's where we got them. And it just gave me an idea. I thought, I wonder if they would give them to me, and then I wonder what I would do with them if they did. And that's how it began, May 3rd of 2013.
So you've been doing this for 5 years.
Five years
of flowers. And it occurred to me on the way over that I've deprived several hundred people of flowers today. But your message is going to spread the word so that hopefully a lot of other people might get into the flower delivery business. Tell me more about what happens with the flowers.
Well, I was living with my mother at the time. She had broken her hip, and just circumstances were that she liked having me there. And I guess I was just thinking of something that my mother and I might do every morning. And when Kristen suggested this idea, I contacted Trader Joe's, and I asked them if I could pick up the flowers. And they said that I needed to be a nonprofit, and I wasn't a nonprofit. So I went to my church, and they asked me to give a little presentation to the congregation about what it was all about. And the minister at the church said, well, why don't we make this outreach of the church? And she provided me with the paperwork that I needed to be part of their nonprofit. And the very first time we went down, my mom and I, they said we had to be there at 7:30 in the morning. And we got down there all excited. And there were no flowers. Like, they didn't know we were coming, or somebody else got there first. Mm-hmm. And it's a good hour ride. Mm-hmm. And we were a little bit disappointed. They said, we'll come back on Sunday. And we came back on Sunday. And I'd say there were about 200 beautiful bouquets and plants waiting for us. So after that, for the first year, we picked them up every day except for 5 days. So about 360 days. Every day, my mother and I, and actually the minister from the church, her husband Bob, was 90, and he joined us too. So it was the three of us delivering flowers every morning for the first year. And since that time, they've both passed on, but I've continued to do it, and I enjoy it. Not every day, but for at least 4 days a week.
And let's talk about where they go. Who gets these flowers?
Well, in the beginning, I worked part-time for different nursing homes. And I go in and do life enrichment programs, just an hour program about the Titanic or Shirley Temple. Mm-hmm. So I had an established route of people that I knew and activity directors. So our initial outreach was to contact the people that we knew and just call them in the morning and say, we have 100 peonies, 100 tulips. Would you like us to stop by? And after that, it kind of became random acts of flowering. I would just take them wherever we ended up. I mean, we'd go to nursing homes, senior centers, hospices, shelters, bus stations, train stations. Just wherever we were driving along, a Wawa, and that's where they ended up. That's where they go.
Now, let me get back for a second. When you pick up these flowers, you said it's in the morning. Mm-hmm. Now, what flowers are these? Why do they have extra flowers in the morning?
Well, at the end of the day, it's specialty supermarkets, Whole Foods, Costco, grocery stores. They usually remove their merchandise before it expires. So maybe these are a day before expiration. Mm-hmm. The same with their pies or whatever it would be.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
So it's either close to the expiration date or past. They're day old. So they're we have to look through them. I mean, we don't look through them, but when I give them to people, because I don't have time to look through them and quality check them, I take them in and I always say to people, take two bouquets because they're day old, and you might have to remove a few wilted ones, but you'll get at least one great bouquet. So that's where, that's
why they
have them.
So people get a whole bouquet?
Oh,
not just
you,
one or two flowers.
Oh, no, no. Whole bouquet wrapped in cellophane.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. I mean, in the store, they'd be paying $10.99, $11.99 for them. So they, and I'm not frugal about passing them out. I mean, you can take two, three. Take some for your neighbors. Are you going to visit your aunt today? Take one home to your girlfriend, your grandmother. Oh, you don't have a girlfriend? Well, if you have flowers, you might find a girlfriend. And, you know,
you people, even gave them, I think I read, to some guys in the ghetto who were sort of hanging around. Is that right? Or?
That happens a lot. I go into neighborhoods where my family would not like to know that I go. But I just feel like some of those bleaker neighborhoods where a lot of people are unemployed and they're hanging on corners, and I won't mention the areas, there's usually a bunch of guys hanging there, and I hop out, whether they're standing outside their trash truck because they're on a break from McDonald's, which is what happened the other day, and I just hop out and I usually just say, I have some flowers left over from a project. Would you like to take some home to your wife or your aunt? And nobody says no. I mean, maybe one or two people out of the 36,000 flowers that we've passed out have said, oh, I don't have the money, or no, thank you. But most people are just shocked, and they go, why are you giving these out?
And why are you giving them out? You said something about being addicted to the, seeing the happiness on their faces. Tell me more about that.
I love doing it with my mother and Bob because it gave us something to do. We would start out in the morning. We would go to McDonald's and have coffee and a cinnamon bun. We'd all go to the bathroom. And then my mother would usually just say, God, who needs these flowers today? And she would, I guess, say a silent prayer. And then she would say, well, Trisha, I think we should take them to Fox Chase Cancer Center, or we should take them to an AIDS hospice. And I would say, Mom, I don't know where an AIDS hospice is. And she goes, well, just get on your phone and do that Google thing and figure it out. And then, sure enough, I would say, okay, it's on Allegheny Avenue, or there's something on Girard Avenue. And that's how we end up. I'd like to say there's a strategy. And if I would suggest to anybody else how to do it, I would say, don't do it my way at all. I mean, it's hard. It's time-consuming. It takes a lot of gas and a lot of tolls. But I would say to somebody, if you're thinking about doing this, you must have a friend that has a place called Bonnie's Flowers or Flora's Flowers. Inquire of friends and friends of friends. If you have a flower shop and you have extra flowers, can I pick them up on Saturday? And then have people collect vases for you. Maybe if you're going to a nursing home and you say, I'm going to be there next week, have them have their staff or whenever bring in vases, and then go on an appointed time. We're going to come Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, bring the vases, and don't do it every day. I mean, don't start out big. Start out one place at a time, one store at a time. Because right now I have four different stores that I pick things up. And today I wanted to bring flowers here, but I called the first store, and they only had one box. Well, that would be an hour drive. In the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I called three out of the four, and they didn't have flowers today.
So sometimes they just, it's not a given that you're always going to have flowers.
No.
But you have more sources. If you run out after your first four calls, you'll call somewhere else? Or
no.
You're primarily, you're
limiting
yourself
to four. I
give it up at four.
You know, I just say, okay, it's time to do something else.
Okay.
Yesterday I had my neighbor, Ella, she's 94. She'll be 94 in September, and she's my flower partner. And I called her, and we called three out of the four stores, and they didn't have them. And I said, Ella, let's just call it a day. Let's go to a park. So we went to a park, and we looked at geese. We went to a rescue place, and we found an alpaca and an emu. Then we went to McDonald's. So I said, Ella, even though we didn't do the flowering like we thought, we had a great day. So you have to be flexible.
Yes, definitely. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hello, this is Tracy Ivey of Mental Health Matters. Larry Cartwright, the co-host of the show, is off today. And we're here again with Patricia Gallagher, the flower lady. And we're going to talk about, how would you describe your life's mission, Patricia? You can give me the long version or the short version.
I guess, Tracy, at this point, and I guess it changes all the time. I mean, today I was just feeling nostalgic because I thought it was 20 years ago on June 19th that I thought of the Team of Angels idea. I remembered it because it was my father's birthday, and I remember some circumstances. And I was thinking back how old my kids were at that time, and they were 8, 11, 14, and 15. And I was just thinking what a happy time that was being a mother. But my mission changes. Right now, I think I want to live by what Mother Teresa said. And I don't think Mother Teresa originally said it. Someone else said it. But it was, do all the good you can in all the ways you can, whenever you can, while you can. And I just think that's kind of simple. And when you ask why I do this, I do it because it makes me feel good. I mean, I feel great every morning. I get up, I get dressed up like I have a real job, you know. And then I feel good. Whoever goes along with me feels good. Little Ella at 93, almost 94. And we're like Mutt and Jeff. She's 4'11", I'm 5'11". And I have to hold her hand. And she feels good about going with me. And then the recipients, whether they're people at Wawa or McDonald's or a nursing home or a shelter, whoever receives the flowers feels good. So it's good for everybody's mental health. And then somebody watching somebody getting the flowers, they feel good. And then if somebody passes them forward, not too long ago at a bus stop in Philadelphia, I gave a lady a bouquet or two, and then she said, can I have six more? And I said, sure. And she said, I want to pay it forward on the bus and pass them out to other people. So
I just can't even imagine. You need a film crew behind you and then see the faces of people as you're passing that out.
Yeah, that hasn't happened. Like, there hasn't really been any media about this. Not that I'm looking for any media about it. There was one thing way back when I first started, maybe I was doing it 3 months, and Women's World magazine called. Remember Women's World? That's kind of a tabloid.
Yeah.
But the end, I think they have a column, Acts of Kindness, and they wrote a little story, and they said that I had given away 3,000 at that point. And I thought, oh, my gosh, after being mentioned in Women's World, like, lots of people will call me and ask me how to start this. But that didn't happen. But over the years, people have called and asked me how to start this in Kentucky or in New Jersey or wherever it might be. And I give them information. And if they do or if they don't, I don't really know. But I guess about a year ago, since I was telling the same story to people, how to start a project, I thought, well, maybe I'll write a little book, a little Kindle book or another book, and I'll call it Start Your Own Fun and Free Happy Flower Day Project in Your Community, which is a real long title. And then the subtitle, Tracy, can you read it? It's even longer.
Oh, how to collect hundreds of day-old beautiful bouquets from the grocery store and surprise residents, staff, and patients of nursing homes, hospitals, and hospices with the gift of free flowers, all donated. Well, and then you went and wrote another book.
Well, that the first one, that's the Happy Flower Day Project, was just why and how I gave away 28,000 bouquets of flowers. But I thought, that doesn't really tell people how to do it, but I loved all the pictures. So then I wrote a second book telling the stories and the pictures. And a few of my favorite stories are in there. And one in particular I just thought of today. I thought, oh, what were one of my favorite stories? And I thought, about 4 years ago, I was giving them out at a nursing home. And a nurse came in and said, we have someone at end-of-life hospice, like she's going to die very soon. Can we take flowers into her room because she always liked to garden? And then her daughter came in and said, can I have a whole lot to put around my mother's bed? But her mother couldn't see anymore, but she knew how much her mother loved gardening, and she just wanted to surround her bed with flowers. And I didn't go into that room, but it was just very touching to picture these free flowers all around someone's bed.
What a way to go out.
Yeah.
Surrounded by something she loved, even though she wasn't cognizant of it.
It meant something.
Yes.
Now, there was a bus station that I had my husband with me, and every time I'd start to go into this neighborhood, he'd say, we better get out of this neighborhood. We better get out of here. I'm thinking, well, John, you don't know I'm here all the time. I'm probably on a first-name basis with these people in the corner. But we got to this bus station. He said, you've got to get out of here. And I thought, no, this is a bus station that has a lot of people, and if I have 150 or 200 flowers, in one fell swoop, they're gone in 5 minutes. But one young man came up to me, and he said, can I have the box? And I said, oh, don't you want flowers for your aunt? He said, no, I'm homeless, and I need that for shelter. It was in the cold. So he just wanted the two or three boxes I had in my car. And then another young kid came up, and he said, can I have 12 bouquets? And I said, you must have a lot of girlfriends or grandmothers or something. He said, no, I want to sell them to get bus fare back to New York. And somebody said, don't give them to him. Don't give them to these guys. They're going to sell them. I thought, they're given to me. If gives them a few, it doesn't matter. I don't need to know the outcome of where the flowers end up.
Right, right. So when you go out, you say you normally take someone with you every day. Who do you have the same person, or do you have different floating volunteers, or what?
I have a lot of people that volunteer or want to volunteer, but because of things like we just discussed, I can get there and somebody's all expecting. They see my things on Facebook. They see a video I've made. They think it's so exciting we're going to pick up, because a couple of times there were more than 400 bouquets. So when I have 400 bouquets, it's two trips in my car. And so people see that and they want to be a part of that. But then there's days I'll drive to the store and I'll look on the loading dock where they usually keep them for me. And they're not there. There might be one little rose laying on the asphalt. And I don't want to disappoint anybody. And also, they have an expectation that they're going to be a part of something. Maybe they've taken off from work. So right now, it's really just good old Ella, my neighbor, because she's ready.
She's used to it.
She's used to it. She's right there. I call her and say, Ella, can I pick you up at 9? Well, you don't have to ask me twice. I'll be ready. It's Ella. It's my husband, which he likes to go along as long as there's a lunch afterwards. No, he really enjoys doing it.
Right.
Sometimes my 3.5-year-old granddaughter. But I also have to say that sometimes you bring people along with you and they're not who you want to bring along. I'm going to give you an example.
Okay.
I'll be heading to Philadelphia, and I had one lady, and she said, oh, you're not taking the Schuylkill Expressway. I don't like highways. Can you go another way? And I'm thinking, oh. And then another lady, oh, you're not going to get out in this neighborhood. Yeah, I am. You know, like, so it's really better to be the Lone Ranger flower lady for me, unless you're going along with people that really go with the flow and you know them well.
Exactly. I totally understand that. And is that one of the things that you say in your book? You're telling people how to do it
right
in your community.
Yeah.
So obviously,
I do touch on
that. I guess they have
that,
to do it their own way, depending on what works for them.
That's why I said there's no right or wrong
right
way. Maybe we'll look at a few of the tips. But there's other ways people can do this. Suppose your friend Bridget's getting married, or you see somebody that is a friend of a friend that's getting married. You can just say to them, what are you planning to do with your flowers after the wedding?
Right.
Or say it to their event planner. And the wedding is definitely March 12th. It's from 7 to 10. You can say, how about if I come over a little before 10, a little after 10, and we pick up your centerpieces? Then you take them back to my garage or your garage, and we've gone to a thrift store, or we've asked people to collect the vases or mugs mm-hmm. or teacups, mm-hmm. and we just get a couple of the neighbors together, and we just cut these little things on a Saturday night, get them all set up, and then Sunday morning, bright and early, you just walk into a nursing home with these pretty teacups and vases and mugs, and you just say, would you like these flowers for the dining room table in the nursing home? Nobody will send you away.
Right.
So that's another alternative. Or go to Produce Junction, where they're $5.99. And if you're a mother like we were when our kids were small, a summer activity, you can just say to your neighbors, look, let's get 5 bouquets, take them home, we'll separate them, we'll put a little ribbon around them that says, you are special, have a good day, and contact an activity director a day ahead of time and say, we have 4 cute little kids, we're 4 moms, and we just want to drop by with these flowers.
So how do you handle these drop-ins? You mentioned McDonald's and places like that. Do you call ahead or do you just show up?
I usually have to go to the bathroom about that time when I go into a McDonald's. And there are some McDonald's that know me well. But what I do is I usually go in because it is private property. You don't want to just be looking like you're soliciting. So I usually go in and just say, may I speak to the manager? And mm-hmm. I just did this at a Mission Barbecue restaurant. I've done it at a Popeyes restaurant. And I just go in and say, hi, I'm Trisha Gallagher. Mm-hmm. I'm with the Happy Flower Day Project. And I give them my business card that says, we bloom smiles by giving free flowers to strangers. And I said, every day we bring flowers into a restaurant. May I pass them out to your employees or give them to the people? And no one's ever said no.
Yeah,
to the customers.
Right.
So that's how I handle Wawa's, McDonald's,
okay.
places like that.
Yeah, flowers are such a day brightener.
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't turn down flowers, right?
Right. And we mentioned mental health.
Yeah.
It really is mental health for everybody. I mean, when I hear people tell me the stories like, oh, you know, my husband's dying of cancer or my daughter just lost her baby or whatever. When you give them the flowers, the natural inclination is for somebody to say, oh, I really needed these today.
Right.
I have breast cancer. Or I really needed these because my mother's in a nursing home and I want to take them to her to surprise her.
Right. So it's a mental health antidote that a lot of people haven't thought of.
That's right.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello again. This is Tracy Ivy, and we are back on Mental Health Matters with Patricia Gallagher. She has been talking about her Happy Flower Day projects, and we're going to take a slight detour over into another one of her projects. That it is the angel pins. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Patricia, you're on. Tell me about it.
Well, just this morning I was thinking it was 20 years ago, June 19th, so just about 20 years ago exactly, that I was feeling very overwhelmed. And I never cared about angels. I never cared about poetry. But I just wrote a poem called An Angel for the Overwhelmed. It wasn't a team of angels. And I wrote, I needed to, and I wasn't especially religious, so I don't know where this came from. But I just wrote on a piece of paper, I need a team of angels, Lord. I don't think one will do. Please send me all the help from high for what I'm going through. Guardians to watch over me and help my soul to cope. I'll do the best I can to pray and cherish gifts of faith and hope. And I had friends. I had a friend that had lost a child, a 2-year-old, in a swimming accident. I had a friend whose son was dying of a brain tumor. I knew a lot of people that were suffering, and our family was suffering too, but we weren't sharing our suffering. We were just a family in crisis without anybody knowing it. So that's why I was overwhelmed. And I read it to my friend Terry, who had lost her little boy Ryan in their pool. Not lost, he died from a drowning accident. And I said, an angel for the overwhelmed, Terry. And she said, Oprah says she has a whole team of angels on her side. And I thought, oh, that's what I need. I need a team of angels. So I changed the title to A Team of Angels for the Overwhelmed. And I went to Office Max and I printed 100 copies of that poem because I thought I would just pass it out. And I went to Columbus Flea Market and I bought 100 gold safety pins. This was probably within a week's time. And on that gold safety pin, I bought a lot of little gold charms of angels, and I made 100 team of angels hanging on this gold.
100 on one?
100. 100.
Oh my gosh.
I must have bought a batch of 300 little pins, I mean, charms. I don't remember because it was 20 years ago and it morphed so many times.
It was a team. It was definitely
it was
a team.
So it was a trio. It was a team.
Okay.
So I attached this just to this cardboard stock thing that I had, and I just passed them out to Terry and different people and was just doing that. But during this family crisis, every day I would sit in a monastery in Bucks County. And I would write a new poem, A Team of Angels for Taking One Day at a Time, A Team of Angels for Depression, A Team of Angels for the Healing Grace of God. And by the end of the year, I had 300 poems. And one of the nuns said to me, "Why do you sit in this church every day?" And I said, "Oh, I'm writing these poems." And I thought they were poems, but I really realized they were prayers. They were what was helping me to cope what was happening in my own family. Mm-hmm. And I remember this one, and I kind of liked it. It was called "A Team of Angels for Taking One Day at a Time." And a lot of people in recovery requested that poem. I didn't know that taking one day at a time was a recovery principle. But I remember where I was when I wrote this. "A Team of Angels for Taking One Day at a Time. At times I need to stop and pray when I'm confused about my day. Should I do it later or do it now? I'm not even sure if I know how. When I'm upset and don't know why, I pray the Lord will get me by and send a team of angels near to help me see my problems clear." So there were just 300 rhyming poems like that. And when the nun asked why I was sitting there all the time, I said, "Sister, I don't think I'm the only overwhelmed person here in Bucks County." And she said, "Oh, no, dear, you're not." And then I had this crazy notion to go to Rhode Island and have that safety pin charm, homemade on the kitchen table, be made into a real-life Team of Angels lapel pin. Oh. And I started taking those poems that were on paper mm-hmm. and making color copies at Staples or Office Max. And
where did you get these angels from?
Well, so one day, I wrote the poems in June, and by October, I just knew I wanted to do something. And I said to this nun, "Sister, I'd like to make these pins." And she said, "Well, why don't you go to the religious bookstore and find out who makes articles, religious articles, and look on the back of the article and contact that company." I contacted a company in Rhode Island, and I asked them how much it was to make 1,000 pins. And they said I needed to do a print run of 10,000. And I had to pay in advance. And for some reason, it sounded like a good idea. So I took those four little kids in the van with the dog. And we went to Rhode Island, and I ordered 10,000 pins. I think I put it on a Discover card or a home equity loan. All I know is I did not tell my husband that I was in the angel pin business or giveaway charity. I'm not sure. But that's what started the Team of Angels project, which is honestly, Tracy, the most satisfying and fulfilling thing I've ever done. And it's because I received 30,000 letters from people who received the angel pin. And when they told me their stories, and most of them were mental health related,
right.
I just thought, I'm so glad I'm not the only one that's going through something serious. I've learned that there are people that have gone through things a lot worse. But just reading those letters made it all worth the, and it went from 10,000 to the crazy notion to make 125,000. And 75,000 were given away. But that's another story.
Can I take a quick look? I want to just, I don't know if any, if this is helpful to try to put it up a little closer. So we have the three angels. They're all... Now, was this design... You designed having three together before they only had one.
Yeah.
Is that the idea?
They made three for me because I showed them the gold safety pin with the three little charms. So I guess they just thought...
Wow.
But here is one thing I remember. We stayed in a Days Inn because it was probably the cheapest thing and had a free breakfast in Rhode Island. And before we got there, when the kids came home from school, and I said, "Okay, get in the van. We're going to Rhode Island." Like, "Why, Mom? Oh, we're not going to go to school for 3 days. Why? You know, well, we're going to make these angel pins and hop them in the car, go to the Days Inn, go down for breakfast. And the company had said, "Well, it's the same price if you print on the front in color if we do something black and white on the back. So you ought to have a message for black and white." And there was a man sitting there, and I went up to him, I don't know why, eating his breakfast, reading his Wall Street Journal, and I said, "Excuse me, are you like a businessman?" He looked at me like, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm going to this company to make these angel pins, and I had this idea, and they said I need a message on the back." And he said, he thought about it. He wasn't real impressed with the idea, but And he had a card that said his name was Charles Smith from Turner Broadcasting, which was CNN. And I've never been able to find him to let him know that his message was Team of Angels' message. Please keep this angel pin until you meet someone who needs it more than you do and kindly pass it along, or something like that. So that was always the message on the $75,000 that I gave away, that people could keep it if they needed it. But when they no longer need it, leave it at a Cracker Barrel, give it to somebody that's suffering with something. And I just wanted him to know that something that he gave me an idea.
So, Charles, if you're listening or someone you know is listening, Patricia thanks you.
I really want to find him, Tracy, because
that's a very common name though.
And there was
who
one
knows
Charles
how many
Smith.
There are.
Yeah, but Turner Broadcasting, CNN, I thought I would find him. I hope I find him to tell him all the details.
Right. Okay. So now let's talk for a moment about the book. You put okay. These are your 300 poems.
I didn't put 300
no,
in there.
These are your favorites, I guess, the ones you
Yeah, because then it got to people would write and say, do you have one for cheerleaders, soccer, football players, you know?
Well, I'll just dial that up.
Yeah. And so I just kept the ones that really meant a lot to me, depression, the healing grace of God, taking one day at a time, recovery. Get well, those types, friendship, best friend, things like that.
Now, one thing that occurs to me, I don't know whether you said you did this in 99. That was probably before, you could probably have ordered some of this by today. You could just do everything online.
Right, oh.
Now, and you could have it drop shipped. Was one of the reasons you went up there because you wanted to show them, you wanted to work on the design with them?
The reason I went up there is because I was sitting on the rocks at Tyler Park. The kids were in school. It was right near the monastery. The nun said, you should make these pins. I went to a store, got the address, called the 800 number, asked the guy where Providence, Rhode Island was. I think he said it was about a six-hour ride. I said, all right, we'll be there Friday.
So but it's got an education.
But Tracy, when you asked about the books, the pins are no longer available.
Okay.
I think out of the 125,000, I might have 20 left in the closet, and I love them all. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of parsimonious. What will I do with those last 20?
Right there.
I wear one every day, and I pass it out every day. Every day, I'll go somewhere, and if somebody does something nice for me, I'll say, I won't tell them it's my pen. I'll go, oh, you're supposed to pass this along to somebody who's been kind to you. Oh, my goodness.
You're going
to
run out.
Yeah, but I've been doing it 365 days a year. But you'll always find somebody, whether you're sitting in a hospital, you know, you just always find somebody that needs an angel pin, and they don't have to know the story. They just have to know, oh, do I keep it? Can I keep it forever? Yes. So what I did a couple of years ago, I just took as many of the adventures that I can remember and the letters, like maybe 25 of the 30,000 letters, and I put them in that book that I call the Pass It Along Team of Angel Lady. One mom's effort to pin the world together. And I don't do anything with this, but this was really just for me to remember so I could throw away those 30,000 letters and just everything in there that I remember happening. And then,
so are there names in here, too, who it's from?
I probably just put initials or first name. I wouldn't do that.
You didn't want, because it was privacy issues, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there are favorite letters in there that I'll never forget. And it's just been, I don't know, because I don't know how the idea unfolded. Like somebody said, well, maybe you channeled those poems. And I go, well, I don't know about channeling. I just wrote them out of despair and desperation myself. That's how I was feeling.
Well, even though they're no more, do you have any plans in the back of your mind to resurrect this project, or is Flowers now replaced?
No. I honestly think the Flowers, right now it's been 5 years and a month. The cost of gas in my area is $3.05 a gallon. I've done it. I'd like to tell other people how to do it. But I really think I'm ready for something new. And if I, And I just contacted a friend and said, let's go down to Texas to help with the immigrant children. That's my feeling right now. Mm-hmm. So I told her I was available the first 2 weeks of August, so maybe that will happen. But if I could have anything happen in the world, Tracy, I would love like a Hallmark card store or somebody that belongs to some gigantic association to, license the team of Angels pins or the poems. I don't want them to die because they meant so much to me and other people.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hello again, this is Tracy Ivey of Mental Health Matters, and I'm here with Patricia Gallagher. We have talked about her flower projects and her angel pin projects. And Patricia, during the break, we talked about how you're ready to pass on what you've done, mm-hmm. possibly start a new challenge, mm-hmm. but you want to make sure that everything you've done so far stays alive and other people are adopting it. Mm-hmm. And how do you think that can happen?
You know, it's funny you asked me, Tracy, about the flower project, and it's been 5 years and 1 month, and I think it's time for me to move on to something else. Mm-hmm. And I think the way the universe planted that seed in my mind was, three times this week I went to Philadelphia, an hour ride, and they didn't have flowers for whatever reason. And I started thinking about the immigrant children being separated from their parents, and I have a soft spot in my heart for Hispanic people, and I speak conversational Spanish. So I thought, maybe I'm needed down there. But I think what I'd like to say to everybody is, you know, we do go in cycles, which is what you said, and if you have a dream or you have an idea, I want to encourage you to run with it, because I ran with all these ideas with little money, no funding, just by myself. So don't give up on your dream. And whatever idea you have, try it. I mean, the angel pins, I love my angel pins. I love them. I love my four children. I love my husband. I love my family. But I love my angel pins. And I was thinking of one story that's in the book, and I'm still friends with the lady on Facebook. She just contacted me, and I thought, I know that name. About 19 years ago, a lady in South Dakota asked me for an angel pin. And I said, how did you find it in Dakotas? And she said, she had two little twins that died at birth, Riley and Raleigh, I think. Mm. And a nurse placed the Team of Angels pin on the blanket as they were whatever, you know, it was the tragic end of something. And her husband was a cowboy, a rancher, And he put that on his cowboy hat, and he had been wearing it for 16 years, but it broke. But he won't take it off his hat because it was the last thing that touched Riley and Raleigh. Wow. And I thought that that pin meant so much to somebody. And then there was another time when I'm not military. I don't know anything about military, but something told me to just call McGuire Air Force Base in Fort Dix and ask them if anybody was overwhelmed and if I could bring up a few angel pins, like 5,000.
Yeah. Was that enough?
So it was during the war in Kosovo, and the chaplain that answered the phone said, "Is anybody overwhelmed here, Mrs. Gallagher? Do you know what it's like to be called to parts unknown for an unspecified period of time for an unknown cause? We have a need for these." And I said, "Well, how many?" And he said, "Well, we're deploying, blah, blah, blah." And I said, "Well, I have 5,000 of the original 10,000, but they're on a blue card that says a team of angels for the overwhelmed. How about if I make some stars and stripes, red, white, and blue cards?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I put a poem on there.
Okay, so they have a little American flag.
And I took them up there. I'll take it back and just
sure.
read it. I read the poem. Yeah.
That you wrote? Okay.
So actually, I meant to take them up there, but I didn't quite get there because the Stars and Stripes military newspaper did an article. And all these military wives, and I don't know what they are, contacted me and said, "We need a box of 250 to go to Kosovo. We need 250 to go to Albania." So the 5,000 pins went there. But the poem I wrote from them was "A Team of Angels for United States Military Families. Please send a team of angels, Lord, to watch my loved ones dear, to guard them and protect them when they are far or near. I worry about the world, dear Lord, in which we all now live. A blessed team of angels is the best gift I can give." So it's not like it's some famous poem. It's not Helen Steiner Rice. But I think if you have a loved one serving time somewhere in the military, probably if somebody gave you a team of angels, it would feel very meaningful. And I received thousands of letters from the servicemen and women that received one of the 5,000 that I sent over there.
Do you think they put them on their uniforms, or do you think they put them by their bed, whatever? What do you think?
They're not allowed to wear them on their uniform, okay. But we have a picture of a man that showed how he hid it underneath his flap with his name on it. And he was severely injured. I'm still friends with his wife on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And she was one of the women that requested the 250. Mm-hmm. And then another chaplain said that they wear them on their cav hat. Okay. CAV, must be cavalry hat. Mm-hmm. So a lot of guys said that they sent them home. You know, they were given, but they worried about their loved ones at home, men and women, and they went home. So I don't know where they all went, but I know that 5,000 were given with a flag on them.
So now we see why you've been on all these television shows, and the work that you're doing is really spreading all over the world. You've heard from all over the world. I want to give out your website address, any contact information for anyone who either wants to find out how to do some of these projects through your books on Amazon, and also you have several websites. So why don't we start with what you think would be
useful. We'll just say my main one is www.patriciausa.com.
Patricia USA, that's very easy. Okay.
I'll spell Patricia because that's kind of crazy.
Okay.
PATRICIA, patriciausa.com. And if you go to that website, that's kind of an umbrella for all my projects.
Mm-hmm.
And it links to Amazon, which has the books and just information for speaking engagements or consultations or things like that. And I guess that really covers it all. Actually, the flower project is happyflowerday.org. Happyflowerday.org.
Right. And if someone wants to buy any of these books, they can go to Amazon and look for your name, Patricia Gallagher. There's another Patricia Gallagher, so they have to be sure to maybe type in the word angel pin or flower day or something so they get you.
If they go to patriciausa.com, there's a link right there, and they can find out information about any of the things that I've done.
Okay. Now, you don't generally give out any. If somebody wanted to email you, would they get that through patriciausa.com?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we have another minute or two. Let's talk quickly about the idea of you being a speaker and a seminar leader. You're talking about possibly your next phase. Is that something you enjoy doing?
I love doing that. And really, my wish list is I really wish that I could travel. Maybe it's through NAMI. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I was thinking I wanted to go this summer, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Detroit, Chicago, Des Moines, Nashville, Knoxville, up through New England and down to Virginia Beach.
Oh, that's quite a mouthful.
And I wanted to speak to one organization, like all the libraries, all the whatever, mm-hmm. and maybe nursing homes, and tell them how to start a Happy Flower Day project. Because when you give, you do receive. You get a lot more. And if I could speak at organizations across the country and tell other people how they can start a flower project or inspire them to follow whatever crazy idea they have or to take one day at a time, my life is very happy now. But there were times in my life that I felt very sad. And I did go to the NAMI 12-week program, and I've been active in NAMI over the years. So I understand what the people in your audience have gone through, and I just want to say that time does heal a lot of things, and my life is really great right now.
Oh, I thank you so much for coming on. Let's give the name of the website again one more time. It's patriciausa.com. Or happyflower.com?
Happyflowerday.com.
Happyflowerday.com. Thank you so much for the work that you do, Patricia. Thank you for driving in and for allowing me to meet you in person. It's been really great, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tracy.
Okay.
USA Radio News.
We do not want to separate children from their parents. We do not want adults to bring children into this country unlawfully either, placing those children at risk. But we do have a policy of prosecuting adults.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions, earlier today, he was addressing the National Sheriff's Association down in New Orleans. Both the Attorney General and President Trump spoke today regarding children being taken away from their parents if their parents try to cross the border illegally. Also today on Capitol Hill, the Senate is holding a hearing regarding the Hillary Clinton email probe. Michael Horowitz is the Department of Justice Inspector General. Here's a little bit from his opening comments.
We found the implication that senior FBI employees would be willing to take official action to impact a presidential candidate's electoral prospects to be deeply troubling.
This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pain that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
A new Ipsos poll says 56% of the public oppose the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy of separating undocumented children from their parents. Republican Congressman Chris Collins says, though, this could have been dealt with a long time ago.
Democrats want to own this issue. As I said, they could have fixed this back in 2009 when they had 60 senators, didn't even face the threat of a filibuster. They seem to ignore that in 2009 they didn't do anything.
The congressman was also asked if anything will be done now.
We've got 10 Democrat senators running in Trump state for re-election this year, and this is common sense legislation. You know, this to me would be a 70-30 across this country to give, you know, we're a compassionate country. The DACA, now young adults that were brought here by their parents before age 15 that have a high school education, they're law-abiding, they deserve what we're doing in this bill, something the Democrats did not do on their own. And shame on them if they want to politicize this issue to get some votes.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Today, President Trump delivered the keynote address at the National Space Council meeting. Let's take a listen to what the president said regarding space travel.
When it comes to defending America, it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space. So important. Very importantly, I'm hereby directing the Department of Defense and Pentagon to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a space force as the